Ezekiel, chapter 12. The word of Yahweh also came to me, saying, Son of man, you dwell in the midst of the rebellious house, that have eyes to see, and don't see, that have ears to hear, and don't hear, for they are a rebellious house. Therefore, you son of man, prepare for yourself stuff for removing, and remove by day in their sight, and you will remove from your place to another place in their sight, it may be they will consider, though they are a rebellious house. And you will bring forth your stuff by day in their sight, as stuff for removing, and you will go forth yourself at evening in their sight, as when men go forth into exile. Dig through the wall in their sight, and carry out through it. In their sight you will bear it on your shoulder, and carry it forth in the dark, you will cover your face, that you don't see the land, for I have set you for a sign to the house of Israel. And I did so as I was commanded, I brought forth my stuff by day, as stuff for removing, and in the evening I dug through the wall with my hand, I brought it forth in the dark, and bore it on my shoulder in their sight. And in the morning the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, has not the house of Israel, the rebellious house, said to you, What are you doing? Say to them, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, This burden concerns the prince in Jerusalem, and all the house of Israel among whom they are. Say, I am your sign, like I have done, so it will be done to them, they will go into exile, into captivity. And the prince who is among them will bear on his shoulder in the dark, and will go forth, they will dig through the wall to carry out through it, he will cover his face, because he will not see the land with his eyes. My net also I will spread on him, and he will be taken in my snare, and I will bring him to Babylon to the land of the Chaldeans, yet he will not see it, though he will die there. And I will scatter toward every wind all who are round about him to help him, and all his bands, and I will draw out the sword after them. And they will know that I am Yahweh, when I will disperse them among the nations, and scatter them through the countries. But I will leave a few men of them from the sword, from the famine, and from the pestilence, that they may declare all their disgusting behaviors among the nations where they come, and they will know that I am Yahweh. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, eat your bread with quaking, and drink your water with trembling and with fearfulness. And say to the people of the land, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh concerning the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and the land of Israel, they will eat their bread with fearfulness, and drink their water in dismay, that her land may be desolate of all that is in it, because of the violence of all those who dwell in it. And the cities that are inhabited will be laid waste, and the land will be a desolation, and you will know that I am Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, what is this proverb that you have in the land of Israel, saying, The days are prolonged, and every vision fails? Tell them therefore, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, I will make this proverb to cease, and they will no more use it as a proverb in Israel, but say to them, The days are at hand, and the fulfillment of every vision. For there will be no more any false vision nor flattering psychic readings inside the house of Israel. For I am Yahweh, I will speak, and the word that I will speak will be performed, it will be deferred no more, for in your days, O rebellious house, I will speak the word, and will perform it, says the sovereign Yahweh. Again the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, look, those of the house of Israel say, the vision that he sees is for many days to come, and he prophesies of times that are far off. Therefore say to them, Thus says the sovereign Yahweh, None of my words will be deferred any more, but the word which I will speak will be performed, says the sovereign Yahweh.